lovely people, and welcome back to A Teen's POV, where we discuss the raw reality of modern teenage life through all its ins and outs. I hope you're having a great day. First of all, I would like to say, I think I start every episode like this, but I would like to say thank you, but today is an even bigger thank you. Because you might have seen my article in the newspaper, in like my local newspaper. So thank you for that. And also, I was nominated for the 2022 Young Australian Achievers Award, thanks to this podcast. So thank you everyone for listening, and thank you for this opportunity. And I'm gonna stop there because I don't want to sound too cheesy. But anyway, today we have a very special topic, and I got the idea about a week ago because it was something personal to me and something that I want to revisit, because I've had times where, you know, loneliness can be crippling, but I actually do have lots of episodes on loneliness and etc. So if you want to check those out, go ahead. And some people were asking about episodes about self-confidence, body confidence, which I do have a few episodes on, but I will get to making one about body confidence in particular, and I will do my research on eating disorders as well, because I know that's something that people want to talk about, or don't want to talk about actually, but we should be talking about. And actually, beauty standards, that's something that I find very interesting. So let me know if you want to talk about beauty standards, and a topic for the foreseeable future is balancing life, just life in general, which a lot of people have asked for. So I'll get to that in the coming episodes, but for this episode, more importantly, we are going to be talking about our fear of high standards. We're going to start off with high standards and then talk about how we're scared of them or have too rigid standards. But before we get into... I really can't talk today. But before we get into the topic of today's episode, don't forget to rate the podcast. If you're listening on Spotify, which I know most of you are, there's a like 5-star thing where you can press the stars. So you can do that, press the stars. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, then feel free to leave a review. Tell me what you think. I love to hear from you guys. And you could also follow me on Instagram at dia.bangra. And send me a DM there as well. Okay, getting into it. I want to start off with a little story. I think we all know about Goldilocks. And if you don't know who Goldilocks and the Three Bears, or the story of Goldilocks and the Three Bears, it's basically... I mean, you could feel free to search it up if my retelling isn't adequate. But it's basically about this girl with blonde hair, hence the name Goldilocks, and she goes in to this bear's house, and then she says, oh, this porridge is too hot, oh, this porridge is too cold, oh, this porridge is just right. And basically that's the whole theme of the entire story. She does that for everything. But yes, Goldilocks, how does she tie into standards? Now, I'm not saying that she has too high standards, but what I am saying is that sometimes we need to be slightly like Goldilocks. But I'm going to leave Goldilocks' story there, and we're going to come back to that. So stay tuned. First, I'm going to start off by defining standards. What are they? The term gets thrown around often colloquially, like psychobabble, and everyone knows that our standards are personal expectations that we set of others, but we very rarely acknowledge how our standard of ourselves plays into this. And we'll come back to this later. But my rule of thumb when it comes to forming expectations of others is you form expectations of others based off of what you have to offer. So, for example, you cannot go around expecting people to, I don't know, open your door for you and do everything for you, and then not do the same for them. And I'm not saying that you should necessarily do those things for them, but basically we need to be reasonable with our standards, and that's something that I'm going to get into soon. But if you're kind and selfless towards others, you have every right to only accept people who are kind towards you too. If you're kind towards someone and they're not the same to you, or they don't reciprocate that respect, you have every right to just walk away from that person. And that, to me, that's what a standard is. Have you ever been told by someone that your standards are too high? Or told someone that yourself? What does it mean? Well, it can mean a multitude of things, but it comes down to two variables. One, the person who said this feels intimidated or insecure that your standards are higher than theirs. Or two, you've created personal standards that are specific to your ego or a fetishized version of what you want. And that is a major thing today, because everything's about aesthetic. Everything is quite materialistic. And I know that after quarantine and everything, we've kind of moved towards like stripping back and being more naturalists, and what was the word? Undoplasty is a thing now, you know. But we must admit that a lot of things have become fetishized that shouldn't be. A lot of aesthetics have, and people start to like others not for who they are, but for the persona or front that they put up. And it's not your fault. It's representation. And it's not just in social media, especially in the shows and stuff that we watch. And like, if you watch Euphoria, that is like number one exhibit A example of this. Because everyone knows that no high school is actually like Euphoria High. But an example of having standards that are based off of a fetishized version of what your ego wants is, for example, my friends all have to be pretty, and if they're not pretty, they can't be my friend. Or my boyfriend has to be 6 feet tall and I will not take anything less. See, those standards are just impractical. But I think what true standards come down to is respect. Now, I would say that I don't really understand this, now at least, but there was definitely a time when cutting people out was hard for me. Cutting toxic people off was hard for me. And if you struggle with cutting people off, I'm pretty sure I have an episode about that. So if you scroll back, I'm sure you'll be able to find it. But basically, I think one of the hardest things to do is actually recognize when someone isn't treating you the way that you deserve to be treated. And that's where standards come into play. And also boundaries as well. Boundaries and standards can't necessarily be used interchangeably, but they definitely do work with each other. And if someone is treating you in a way that you don't want to be treated, we not only need to be able to recognize that, but we also must be able to walk away from it rather than staying friends with this person or staying in a relationship with this person because of the fear of being lonely or because of the fear of being seen as blah, blah, blah. Because of the fear of being judged as well. But here's the catch. It also comes down to self-respect. So if you're used to disrespecting yourself, whether it's consciously or unconsciously, it will feel normal when others do the same. Therefore, it's harder to recognize when someone is disrespecting you, even if it's in like the smallest little ways. And obviously, I'm not trying to say that, this person said something mean to me, so I'm just not ever going to talk to them ever again. No, it's not like that. I mean, if this person has, I don't know, for example, is calling you a name that you don't like, and you've told them that you don't appreciate when they call you that respectfully, but they've continued to do so. And then when you tell them not to, and they say, oh, but it's a joke, blah, 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 but it's a joke. I'm sure we've all been there, done that. Obviously, it wouldn't have as much of an impact on you when it first starts happening. But after a while, it can start weighing on a person. And I know this as well. Especially when I was a bit younger than I am now. When people used to call me names and I just tried ignoring them. You can only ignore something for so long. And some things, like out of sight, out of mind, is actually true. Because if you're not getting that stimulus and that reminder of it being there, then you don't think about it. And then it doesn't affect you. And the same goes for social media as well. That's why people say that if you're comparing your body to a certain specific body type, then unfollow those people on your social media and follow people that look like you, that are also pretty. Or, obviously, it's not as easy in real life. Like, you can't unfollow people in real life. But you can stop looking at them, stop assessing every aspect of them and comparing yourself. But of course, coming back to the actual identification or awareness of when someone isn't meeting your standards, that's where it comes back to standards for ourselves, not just to others, but to the way we treat and talk to ourselves. So, it's like Goldilocks, just minus the bears and the entitlement of Goldilocks, but it's like Goldilocks. We need to only be able to accept what meets our standards. And so, I want to talk in the sense of friends and choosing our friends. Now, I'm going to talk about someone that I used to be friends with, and we were close, but I've got this habit of, it's not even me, just I'll have a best friend for 3 years and then they'll leave or change schools or something. And then I'll get a new best friend. And then after exactly 3 years, they'll leave the town or change schools. And I've probably mentioned this before. But I, throughout my life, I've always had to be able to make new friends and make them fast because I've moved lots of schools many times. And so when someone repeatedly treats me in a way that doesn't reach my standards, I have had to learn how to leave that toxic person behind. But it's not as easy as it sounds, and it can be tempting to go back to them because we are attracted to what we're familiar with, whether it's healthy or not. And so I can say that now, today, I know that I respect myself and I know that I won't take crap from anyone if they try me. But there was a time when my self-respect and my self-esteem was not as high as it is today. And you can only imagine what that meant for how I let myself be treated by others. I let people ignore me. I've never let people push me around. That's one thing that I never let people do. Even if I'm at a low place internally. But I've let people talk bad about me to my face. I've let people ignore me. I've let people do all sorts of things. But that was because I didn't respect myself enough to care. And see, that's how it all ties in. Our standards of ourselves and how we feel about ourselves is how it projects onto our standards of other people. And I'm not saying to evaluate and analyze every single one of your friends to their very flaws so that you can find, I don't know, weigh the pros and cons of having them. No, I'm not saying that. Although that is something that you can do if you wish to. But it's really about you personally and how you wish to be treated and the standards that you've created for yourself. But something else I'd also like to talk about is the confirmation bias. Now, we're all human and the confirmation bias is something we all possess. So when it comes to standards with others, our expectations of others, there is an easy way to accelerate positive interaction. Instead of intensely scrutinizing everything you don't want, acknowledge them, but also praise and pay attention to what you do want. And it comes back to your mindset and the way that you think of other people. Now, if you've already decided that this person is a bad person, the confirmation bias tells us that this means you're going to always only notice and focus on the things that make this person a bad person. But if you try and go into it with a positive outlook, you might be able to see things that you didn't see before. And this actually works vice versa as well. So if you're, I don't know, if you find yourself stuck in a friendship or relationship with someone that you know isn't good for you, but you still stay with them, it's also probably the confirmation bias because you're mind is only going to see the things that it wants to see. And that's always been the case with us. But where focus goes, energy flows. So if we affirm positive things to ourselves, we start to believe it and become it. In turn, raising our self-respect, in turn, raising our standards of others to where they should be and where we deserve them to be. And that's why affirmations can help if you've ever used affirmations before. But think of a time when you learnt a new peculiar word. You might have skimmed over it without searching for the meaning and hoping context would help you piece it together. Then you decide to look up the meaning, and the next day it's the only word you see everywhere, in ads, in shops, in your textbook. When we bring clarity to what we want, it becomes clear and bold, and in bold everywhere we go, in the people we see. And red flags become all the more obvious. So when we create these standards of other people that we wish to see, when we become clear about what we want, it becomes easier to see. It jumps out at us everywhere because now we know what we want. Now we know what we deserve. Now I want to share a quote that really resonated with me. I don't know who said it, but it's just something that's always stuck with me ever since I heard it. And it is, if your absence doesn't matter, then your presence never did. Have you ever felt like you've been replaced by another person in any context? Well, in that case, just remember that if your absence doesn't matter, then your presence never did. And it's got nothing to do with you. It's got to do with your standards. And you may find that once you're at a point where your standards resonate with you and everything that you deserve, you'll start to lose people. But that is just to create space for new, better people who can respect you and your standards for what they are. And in this way as well, it's very similar to boundaries and how we must assert our boundaries. But with standards, it's like the, positive counterpart of boundaries. So does this person make an effort to see you and to talk to you, or are you just their plan B friend? And literally, I'm pretty sure I used the term plan B friend before, but plan B friend, being the plan B friend is usually horrible, and it's a horrible feeling to know that you're plan B. And sometimes it's okay, actually, sometimes it's all right, like, but I mean in a toxic way. Like, if this person only talks to you when their plan A friend isn't available, but they don't talk to you in any other context. But yeah, the key here is, once we figure out what we want, deserve, and expect of other people and the way that they treat us, we will start losing people. And that's a good sign. It means that you're doing it right. If you don't lose people, it means that you haven't changed your standards. You just told them that you would, or told yourself that you would, and you didn't actually change them. Now that brings me to the reflection questions. And for all those of you who are regular listeners, you know how this works. But for those of you who are new here, reflection questions are just questions that I'll ask in the first person, and you can use them as journal prompts if you wish, or you can just think of them as I ask them. So here we go. Are my expectations of others and myself too limiting or too limited? Is there a way I'm being treated that I don't like but accept anyway? Do I treat myself the way I wish to be treated? That is all for today's episode, and I hope you got something out of that, because that's a topic that I've wanted to talk about since last week. Once again, thank you to everyone listening, and thank you to this ever-growing, I don't know if I should call this a family, Dom Toretto, but maybe that's something you guys can come up with. Are we a family? Are we a team? Are we a group? What? Who are we? What are we? Anyway, thank you to this international community, because I was counting how many countries we're at now, and it's 35. That is insane. 35 different countries. And there's a lot of you as well, so thank you. I'm glad that I could be there as a friend for you guys. Once again, don't forget to leave a rating on Spotify with the 5 stars if you're listening on Spotify. Leave a review or a rating on Apple Podcasts or any of the other platforms that you're listening on. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram at dia.bengra. And let me know what you thought. Let me know what you'd like to hear next time. But most likely next episode we will be talking about balancing life. And, oh, actually, this just came to me, and navigating our way through social drama, because I know that's something that still upsets people, and I know I have some younger listeners as well, so we can talk about that, because social drama is interesting, but it can get quite annoying sometimes too, so we might talk about that. Once again, thank you for listening, thank you for being here, and I will see you next time on A Teen's Point of View. Bye.